Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 86. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you in partnership with O2 Worldwide, creators of O2 Drops, liquid stabilized oxygen and minerals. Studies have shown that disease cannot exist in an oxygenated environment. When you give your body what it needs, the body will heal itself. Try O2 Drops today and feel the difference. For more information, visit www.giveyourbodythebest.com or call 917-523-7379 and learn how O2 Drops can help improve your physical and financial health. Chevy Williams is the CEO of Leading by Example and Passion Driven out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Chevy is also a health, wellness, and fitness accountability coach, a motivational speaker, author, personal trainer, and a NASM certified women's fitness and nutrition specialist. On March 12, 2016, she hosted her first free Women's Health and Fitness Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chevy has also created the very popular Fit and Over clothing line. Here today to talk about her newly published book, Who Needs a Gym? Using Social Media for Weight Loss, is Chevy Williams. Chevy, welcome back to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good, Vincent. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure having you. And it's been about 2 years since the last time you were on my show. And since that time, you've had some amazing accomplishments, one of which is your book, Who Needs a Gym? Using Social Media for Weight Loss. But before we dive into the book, Chevy, let's talk a little about your background. Where did you go to school?
So I guess it depends on which time, but for my bachelor's degree, I received that from Western Illinois University, and my first master's degree, I went to UNC Charlotte, and for my second master's degree, I went to Hood Theological Seminary.
Wow. So you have master's, bachelor's, you have all the credentials. Amazing.
Yes.
Definitely amazing. Wow. So what was your major at these institutions?
For Western Illinois and also for UNC Charlotte, it was education. And then for Hood Theological Seminary, I received my degree in theological studies.
Which makes sense. That's very good. But what drew you into the health and wellness field?
So I have always been very active in my health, in fitness, and that happened because in fourth grade I was labeled as having a learning disability, and that was due to me not developing my motor skills when I was younger. So my mom told me that I never did crawl, right? So I know people would be like, oh, my child has never crawled, and that's something to be excited about, but really that is what caused me to have an issue when it came to me having a learning disability. So I didn't develop my motor skills because I never did crawl. And so I started exercising to help with my learning disability. The doctors told my mom that if I exercised, it would help with my learning disability. And it did. So I just, from fourth grade all the way up until now, I exercise, and as part of my learning disability, I have a problem with remembering things. And so that's what it has always helped me, is to remember information. So I have just always continued to exercise, and this turned that over the years into a business.
Oh, most definitely. As a matter of fact, two businesses. I mean, you're the CEO of two companies, right?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Now, one of the companies is called Leading by Example. Now, how did you start that, and what was the impetus for that company?
So I actually was asleep one night, And I wasn't thinking about starting another business. So leading by example, I just happened to wake up, and God was talking to me and telling me to start this business and to call it Leading by Example. So just kind of like, I was just like, okay, fine, I'm going to start it, and I will call it Leading by Example. So that's kind of how, really how that started. It wasn't anything like I was doing things or, but honestly that I was asleep, woke up, and there it was.
Wow. And again, leading by example. So that means that you're going to lead the way?
Yes. And I love that because I didn't realize at the time what leading by example really meant. But now that I have been doing or been the owner of this business for 2 years now, I actually lead by example. Huh. Right. So I do things that people can follow, and they can follow me and do the exact same things that I'm doing. So I am leading by example by doing those things. For example, exercising or doing Facebook Live exercise videos. Now people can follow me and watch me and join me on their journeys.
Hmm. Right, definitely. And now you also created another company. Now I believe this is your not-for-profit company, right? Passion Driven?
It is. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now what is that? What does Passion Driven do?
So Passion Driven basically helps leading by example when we do events in the public or to the community. So Passion Driven helps to get marketing out, advertising out, collect donations for the events. So it is what I use to do all of those things. And so that's how Passion Driven helps with the events and getting information out into the public and registering individuals for the events and even for vendors. Passion Driven also collects the vendor information for events that we do.
Okay.
So it is, yeah, it's basically just event based,
yes,
any event that we do in the community.
Okay, great. So leading by example basically does what? It focuses on health and wellness.
Yes. So leading by example focuses on health, wellness, and fitness.
Right. Okay.
And helping people just to reach their goals through those different avenues.
Nice. Nice. And then Passion Driven is basically creates the events, which helps you to spread that message.
Correct.
Nice. Is it hard being the CEO of those two companies?
You know, at times it can be, just because when I am focusing on one, I actually need to focus on another, especially around the time it is to do an event.
Yes.
So my focus actually has to come off of leading by example and more onto Passion Driven. And sometimes I'm still trying to focus a lot on leading by example, and I have to literally tell myself, okay, you can't do that today. You need to work on Passion Driven. You need to do these things for the event.
Right, okay. So it can be challenging.
It can be.
Oh, okay. But you seem to be able to juggle both of them simultaneously, which is great. But now on March 12th, 2016, you hosted your first free Women's Health and Fitness Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tell my listeners, what took place at that event?
So at that event, we had vendors attend, we had participants, we had speakers, and we also had fitness activities for the day. So we had a great turnout for it to be our very first event.
Right.
We had a lot of people that did register. We had a total of 80 people that attended the event.
Nice.
Which was great. It was also in Charlotte, after coming out of winter, it was the nicest day we had.
Wow.
Coming out of winter.
God is good.
So that kind of, you know, affected our numbers some, but I think we had a great turnout for the event for that day.
Nice. So would you do another event like this in 2017?
Yes, we already have one planned. It's actually March the 18th, And we have added something new. We are actually going to do a fun walk at 8 a.m.
Huh.
The event is free, again, for the public. So from 8 to 9:30 is the fun walk. And then 10 o'clock is when the rest of the event starts. So from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock, we will have speakers coming and also fitness activities for people to participate in. And also we will have vendors. So our vendors will be outside and in the parking lot, and everything else will be inside.
Right.
And I think that is the best setup for what we're doing.
Yes.
And I think we are going to have a food truck. We had one at our first event as well.
Okay, okay. So this would be your second annual, correct?
This will be our second annual, yes.
Okay, and it will take place at the same location?
Actually, it will not. It is the same gym name.
Right, okay.
Yes, so it's actually going to be at Fitness Connection, but it's in the university area.
Oh, so it's a larger space.
Yes, and it's actually at their brand new facility.
Wow, okay, very, very nice. So who's the sponsors of this event?
So right now the sponsors are Leading by Example and Passion Driven as of right now. So we are still working on sponsorship for the event and looking for sponsors for the event.
Okay, great. Sounds like a worthy cause. I remember how you were putting together the first one, and you put a lot of energy and time into it, and it was very successful. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. And, you know, we always, the proceeds, the majority of the proceeds from any event we do is always given back into the community to one of the nonprofits in Charlotte. So we always give back to the community.
Nice.
And with this event, we're also having a silent auction. So we are going to be having a trip to give away.
Wow.
And we also have different raffles. So that money also goes to the nonprofit that we choose to support for this event.
Nice. You know, I know about nonprofits. So that's very, very
yes.
good. Now you're also a health, wellness, and fitness accountability coach. Explain to my listeners what the functions of a fitness accountability coach is.
Okay, so I came up with this title for myself because I heard a lot of people always say, I know what to do, I just need someone to hold me accountable for doing it.
Hmm.
I don't know how many times I have heard that.
Yes.
And so that's what I do. I hold my clients accountable for reaching their goals. What we do is we sit down, or basically it's over the phone, because this can be done anywhere, and we come up with realistic goals that they can reach. We do 3-month goals, 1-month goal, and then we do weekly goals.
Hmm.
And we discuss those goals, and I ask them to be realistic with their goals. You know, everybody has the ultimate goal of, let's say, for example, working out 5 days a week. Well, if you're just starting, is that realistic for next week? Is realistic for you maybe 3 days?
Right.
Or 2 days? And so that's what, as an accountability coach, that's what I do. And then we talk about those things. And the following week, we have a phone conversation to see if the weekly goals have been met. And if they have not been met, what has hindered the client from reaching the goals.
Is this an online business?
It is an online business. Mm-hmm. In Charlotte, I can meet face-to-face, but the majority of my clients are online. And so I have conversations with them through a conference line.
Nice. And this is individuals or individuals and groups?
It's individuals and groups.
Oh, nice. Nice. And would you say that your business is relatively affordable for most people?
I believe it is affordable for most people. And just to give you an example, I have a 4-week accountability coaching session. And right now, the price for 4 weeks total is $90.
Wow, that is very affordable.
So that is very, very cheap as of right now. And the price will go up next year, but it is $90 for 4 weeks, not $90 a week.
And how long is the coaching session?
So the coaching session, the way that it is set up, is we have a 50-minute phone call each week, And I also give, or I also send out a email after the phone call summarizing what we talked about. And then I send out an accountability email to see where the client is so far in the week, how things are going, have you reached any of these goals yet? And if they haven't, you know, what may be hindering them from reaching these goals? So the goals can be a lot of different things. They can be health, wellness, and fitness, but I also have clients that have goals that are not. So, for example, I had a client that is in law school, and she needed to get a paper done, so we added that to her goal list, to have the paper done by a certain time period.
Wow, so that's excellent how you're able to incorporate real-life, you know, goals into your coaching
yes.
business. That's excellent. Now, how are you promoting your business?
So my business is being promoted through social media.
Great. Okay.
Right now, the event is being promoted through social media and also the news station, one of the news stations here, which is WBTV. We go on there and make the announcement. We also promote through any place we can promote for free.
Right.
A lot of it is through social media, though.
Okay, and now with the new year, as a matter of fact, this by the time this interview airs, we will be in 2017, and I'm sure there will be a lot of people, you know, number one resolution is to lose weight and get into shape, you know.
Yes.
And they can find you online. So now, Shivi, let's talk about your book, Who Needs a Gym? Using Social Media for Weight Loss. What was the inspiration for this book?
So the inspiration for this book, after being on different social media sites and in different groups, I wanted to give people who felt like they did not have the money to go to the gym, they didn't have the money to hire a trainer, they just didn't have the funds to do what they needed to do, because that was one of the things that I also heard a lot of. Well, I don't have money to go to the gym, or I don't have money to hire a personal trainer. I don't have money to do this when it came to their health. And so I wanted to write a book to give them other options that were free.
Ah,
and so that's what yes. I offered in the book, which is how can you get these free offers, or how can you get these free things to help you on your weight loss journey?
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Now, is the book self-published?
The book is self-published.
Okay, great, great. Now, did it take long to write the book?
So it didn't take that long to write the book. I had gotten a lot of great advice on how to write the book. Okay. My husband suggested, go ahead and just write the titles for the chapters, and then go back and fill it in. So that's kind of how I started with that. So that process was not bad at all.
Oh, not at all. Sounds good. But so would you say it was very challenging, though, to come up with all the content?
So it wasn't challenging to come up with the content. You know, it took some research. It took some time. It took some money. So
yes.
I actually had the book written maybe a year and a half or two before it was published.
Wow.
But I would say that the most difficult part was the money and making sure I had the money, you know, to publish the book.
Yes. And how are you promoting the book now that it's published?
So the promotion for the book is actually through social media, through word of mouth.
Right.
In January, I will be going on the news station here to talk about the book.
Nice.
I will also be doing a book signing at my church.
Nice. Very nice. Okay.
Yes. And okay. then I will also be doing a press release for the book.
A press release. Okay, excellent. Because, you know, I haven't seen anyone else connecting the social media to exercise like you're doing, you know, which I think is
right.
unique. And it's something that you have to jump on right away, especially when in the new year, because everyone's going to be looking for something to kind of get them going, you know. And I had an attorney friend of mine tell me yesterday, he said, Vince, now that the holidays are here, you know, I can't get back to the gym. You know, it's like I need someone to hold me accountable. I said, yeah, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm just saying, people like him, And which brings me to my next question. Who would you say is your target audience?
So my target audience is women 40 to 65. That's my target audience. And I think for me, I picked that target audience because I fall in that target audience.
Yes.
So for me, those are the women that I relate to. Those are the women because I have some of the same issues as them. You know, we go through different things as we get older and trying to navigate how to handle the stress or how to handle menopause and the changes your body goes through. We're trying to lose weight and, you know, staying focused. That's why I picked that target market.
Okay, but I did notice from going through the book and reading the book that it applies to men as well.
Yes.
You know?
So it applies to everyone.
Yes.
I kind of wanted to make the book very generic and basic, but I wanted to make it, I wanted to be for anyone, any age group at all. And it could be for men, and it could also be for women.
Great, great. Now, I noticed that you have a lot of inspirational quotes in the book. How important is inspiration to fitness and health?
So I think, personally, that people look for that. They look for, you know, those motivational tips or words of encouragement to keep them going. And so what I did was in the book, I actually asked other people for motivational tips that they actually have created on their own. No one else's tips that they use, but their own tips that may help them get through different kinds of situations. And so the readers will see that almost on every page there is a motivational tip or some encouraging words to help them on their journey.
Oh, okay. I'm very big on inspiration, so I really like the fact that you included those inspirational quotes in there. Now, give my listeners like a basic overview of what the book has in it besides the inspirational quotes.
Sure. So in the book, there are different progress stories. So we have photos of people in their beginning stage, and then at their ending stage, and they talk about their progress. We also have different tips. There's exercises that they could do. There's also different recipes. One of the things I talk about in the book is how to start a walking group, how you could benefit from YouTube, and also how to benefit from social media groups. So it doesn't just have to be, for example, Facebook, but it could be any other group on social media and how you can use those groups to help you on your weight loss journey. I talk about GMO products. So the book is full of great tips, great advice, and not just information from myself, but from other people as well.
Yes, I noticed that. I also noticed that in the book, you have a chapter on the mind-body connection. What do you mean by that?
So the mind-body connection chapter, it was written by my sister. Her name is Dr. Verletta Saxon.
Nice.
And I asked her to write a chapter that dealt with mental health and exercise. And that's what that chapter deals with, how our mental health or our behavioral health, how exercising can help our mental health and our behavioral health. And so that's what she does. She discusses that in that chapter, and she talks about different things like the fight, flight, or freeze response to
yes.
things. She talks about post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, and how exercise can help those areas when it comes to our behavioral health.
Yes, I know there is a definite, connection, a definite, when it comes to mind and body. If you don't have the mindset, forget about it. That brings
right.
me to my next question. In chapter 3 of your book, you have a title that's called The First Step to Being Successful on Your Journey, but the subtitle is Change the Way You Think. Why is it important to change the way we think when it comes to achieving success on our fitness journey?
So I like like to, for me personally, and what I went through is I had to change the way I was thinking about food, right? So I literally had trained not just my mind, but I trained my body to eat certain foods at certain times during the week. So I literally had to change the way I thought about the food, and I had to break that cycle. I would literally stop. It's so funny how we train ourselves. I would literally stop, I would say, 4 days a week on the way to work and eat fast food. So I literally had to change my mind and say, okay, or change my thought process and say, okay, I cannot stop every day and eat this. So how do I do that? So in order to start doing that, what I would do is I would then start bringing a cooler. You know, the other thing is that we tend to do whatever we think.
Right? Yes.
Or however we feel.
Yes.
So if we think we can't do it, guess what happens? We can't do it.
Exactly.
So if we start saying, okay, I can do this, the more you say that, the more you think it, the more you're going to be able to do it.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. I agree 110%. Now, let's say I'm interested in weight loss and I don't have the funds or I don't like the gym environment because, you know, some people just don't want to be around a bunch of other, people in the gym. They're just kind of shy when it comes to working out with others, especially if they're new to working out, but they are on social media. What advice would you give me that would help me to get started, you know, when it comes to going after my goals with the help of social media?
Hey, so with the help of social media, I would suggest first going to YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
And YouTube has a lot of different workout videos for all ages. You just have to do a search for what you're looking for. If it's seated workouts, if it's anything that deals with maybe somebody that has diabetes, you know, they have workouts that are geared towards every level of fitness and every level of age. So I would suggest that. They even have walking videos. So you can do a walking video in your house, right?
Yes.
Now, when it comes to social media, other social media, let's just say, for example, Facebook, you can join different health and wellness and fitness groups. I would suggest that you first just probably monitor the group, see what's going on, see what people are posting, see how supportive people are. And then if you do not like what the group has to offer, then find another group. Because what you want in a social media group are people that are going to be supportive.
Yes.
And that are not going to down you for wherever you're starting. So the groups that I am in, there's a gamut of information. There's people from all areas. You have people who have just started their journey. You have people who have been doing the journey for a while. You have people who are trainers and nutritionalists and dietitians, right? And so people post their exercises or their meals. And so now you are getting free information, or you can ask questions and get your answers and get the answers to those questions for free. You know, people are always willing to give advice. Of course, what I like to say is, you know, also do research. You know, because what may work for somebody in the group may not necessarily work for you. So it may take a couple times of you trying different things out. So, again, if somebody doesn't like going to the gym,
then they could.
I'd just like to point them to YouTube because that's probably the best alternative that they can do. Or there are different people that do post Facebook Live videos and exercise on Facebook Live, or they do a 30-day challenge. You could join a 30-day challenge, which you're doing at home also.
And you said the key word. You said free.
Yes, free.
Right? People love free, let me tell you. And, you know, I like the fact that you provide a list of social media websites for the reader in the book. Now, have you used some of these sites yourself?
Some of them I have. I probably used less than more.
Okay.
But in doing the research for the book, I wanted to make sure I found those channels or those social media sites that were very popular that other people were using.
Oh, okay, definitely. But I also like the fact that you mentioned that, you know, every group may not be for you. You got to check the group out, just like you say in the, just like you mentioned in the book about personal trainers. You know, you have got to make sure that trainer or that group is best for you, right?
Correct. Correct. There are, there may be trainers that are perfect for some people, and then there may be trainers that are not perfect for them. You know, it depends on the personality of the trainer. And
yes,
I would definitely suggest if someone wants to hire a trainer, ask for some references.
Right. Definitely. Ask for references. I agree. Now, also, I also noticed there is a subtopic in your book called netiquette in one of your chapters. What is netiquette and why is it important?
So netiquette is very important. It is how we communicate online, right? One of the things I have found that even being in these groups, you know, people are posting different pictures because you have people that are bodybuilders. You have people that are just, you know, losing weight. You have people at different stages. You have people who are a lot heavier than others, and they're posting their pictures. And what I find to be very interesting is that people tend to comment about bodybuilders and say, ew, yuck, that's ugly, I don't like that.
Yes.
And I find that to be very disturbing. And although that's not for you, that's okay. You know, but you don't have to comment about that because that's what it is for them.
Right.
And it takes a lot of hard work to do that, you know, to get to that point. Just like you would not say negative things about someone that may be overweight or fall in the obese category and they're trying to lose weight. You wouldn't say anything negative about that person. So there's always a way to talk when you are online. You always want to keep it positive. If you see something you don't like, just go, you know, bypass it. You don't have to comment on every post.
Yes, I understand, exactly. And like you said, keep it positive. You need more positive energy out here, right?
Yes.
That is so cool. Now, also in the book, in Chapter 5, you talk about understanding what you should be and should not be eating, when and why. Tell my listeners about that chapter, which I think is extremely important.
So for Chapter 5, I would say, I kind of wrote this chapter because when I started my journey, I thought I knew what I was eating. Like, I thought that I was eating healthy food all the time. And after joining the groups, I realized that certain food I was eating was not necessarily healthy food.
Mm.
Right? And so for me, that is what kind of how that whole chapter started. So I talk about, one of the things I talk about is like when you should eat carbs, for example. You want to keep your carbs during the day. That way, you know, we're doing more movement during the day. There is one exception to that, if you are working in the evening.
Right.
Right. So if you're working in the evening, then you want to do your carbs in the evening. But for a lot of people, if you're working throughout the day, you want to keep your carbs at breakfast and lunch, and not at dinner. You know, the carbs can turn into sugar overnight.
Yes.
And so you want to make sure that you minimize the amount of carbs you're eating in the evening. Because we get carbs from other things as well. So you just want to minimize the amount of carbs that you're eating at night.
And also your metabolism slows down later in the evening, especially if you get ready to go to bed or something, right?
Correct.
Right, you're not burning as many calories. No, I agree 100%. I thought that was an excellent chapter because it's so important that people learn more about that. Now, you also provide some exercise routines in your book. Are these routines for beginners, intermediate, or advanced participants?
So the exercises I provide in the book are for anyone. I try to always make sure that the exercises that I provide to everyone is for anyone. So a beginner can do the exercises. If you're an intermediate or advanced person, you would just add to that, right? So, for example, I have in the book a sample workout routine. And this is like a HIIT / cardio routine where I say you can complete this 2 times. You do a 1 minute jump rope, you do a 1 minute run in place, and a 1 minute jumping jack. Now, what I do say here is that I say that this routine is for beginners. For an intermediate and advanced individuals, they would increase the time limit.
Yes. Yes.
So for an intermediate person, yes. So you might say you're going to complete, maybe you complete this 5 times. Maybe you might complete it 2 times, but for each exercise, you do 3 minutes.
Right. Right. So you make it more challenging by increasing the time, right?
Yes.
If you're more of an advanced, participant. No, I agree. And that's good that you add that in the book so people know. So whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, your book has something for everyone, and which is why I absolutely love it. And I also love the recipes you have, like organic turkey sausage omelet, I mean, which I not heard of, but sounds really good. Blueberry almond flour pancakes, you know, and I love blueberries, you know, and so much more. Have you tried all these recipes? You have so many, or did you do some research on them?
So I didn't try all these recipes.
It's a lot it's impossible.
Yeah, I did do some research on the recipes that I added to the book. Yeah. And I did add the recipes that I thought, not just that I thought I would like to try, but that I thought may be interesting for anyone. I wanted to try to do kind of like a holistic approach to the recipes, basically meaning I wanted to be able to make sure I added recipes for everyone. So if they're vegan or vegetarian, or if you know, you eat meat or you don't eat meat, or I tried to make sure I added recipes for everyone.
Oh, that you
did.
Yeah, that you did. You really did. You did an excellent job on that. But now, Chevy, how much is the book? And where can my listeners order a copy?
So the book on my website, which is www.leadingbyexample.us, is $19.99. And if someone wants an autographed copy of the book, then they could buy it from the website. They can also purchase the book on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble online. And I don't remember the price for those outlets right now, but they can be purchased there. And I do believe it could be purchased from other websites as well. So just if the users would do a Google search, it would also come up on other websites.
Okay, but if they get it from your website, they can get an autographed copy, though.
Correct.
Right? Which is so worth it. That's great. I have my autographed copy. Thank you very much. You know? Now, in addition to the book, now, and I want to congratulate you on the book. I thought it was really well written and it has so much information, and the timing couldn't be better, especially in this social media age we're living in, you know?
Yeah, right.
But in addition to the book, you also sell some awesome T-shirts called Fit and Over, right?
Yes.
Talk about that, and where can my listeners get those shirts?
Yeah, so what I did was I created a line called Fit and Over, and then there's an age group. So it's Fit and Over 30 through 70.
Wow.
I usually market the Fit and Over 40 because that's the age group I fall in.
Yes.
But I created the line because if anyone ever saw my picture, they would not know that I was 43, right?
I agree.
And 100%. So, right. So I've always had that all my life, though. People have always thought that I was a lot younger than I looked. And so I created that line to say, hey, I'm fit and I'm over this age. I'm fitting over 40. I'm fitting over 50. And so that's why I created the line. And if the listeners are interested, they can visit my website, again, at www.leadingbyexample.us. And I have not just the shirts anymore. So I have, like, tank tops and T-shirts, but now I have a zip-up jacket. I have different clothing. I have hoodies for men, different hoodies for women. I also have one of the things I love, my Fitting Over 40 mugs.
Wow. Fitting Over
40. So if you're a coffee drinker or a tea drinker.
Oh, mugs. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Okay, good.
Yes.
So Fitting Over 40 mugs.
Yes. So, and then it's really neat because above the Fitting Over 40 or Fitting Over 50 is the person's name. So it would say, for example, if it was yours, it would say Vincent Fitting Over 40, Fitting Over 50.
Yes. Nice. I love it. I love how you're doing your merchandising. It's awesome. It's amazing. You're really branched out within the last, since the last time we had this conversation 2 years ago. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Jimmy, what's next on your bucket list? You've done so many things. What can you possibly have on your bucket list next to do?
Well, it's funny you would ask because I was sitting in my office this morning starting to write my goals for 2017, and one of the things I want to do is I want to do some international traveling. So I know some people overseas. One of my goals is to go to Germany actually next year and to work with someone I know, and hopefully we can do a project together while I'm there. And so I do definitely want to do some more speaking engagements, and just build my client base.
Oh, definitely. I know the last time we had I interviewed you, you had quite a few listeners from all over the world. I was so amazed with that. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And so how can my listeners find out more about you or contact you if they need to reach you or even follow you on social media?
Sure. I can always be reached on Facebook at Chevy Williams. And that's spelled Z as in zebra, H-I, V as in Victor, I, last name Williams. They can also find me on Instagram at LBX Fitness, which is one word, on Twitter and Pinterest, LBX Fitness, that's two words. I also have a YouTube channel, so YouTube videos, the channel is LBX Fitness as well. Always go to my website. I have a contact me area. And once again, the website page is www.leadingbyexample.us.
Nice. Very nice. Now, Chevy Williams, do you have anything else you want to add before we close this portion of the interview?
Sure. If your listeners are on Facebook, I do a Facebook workout video every morning. Wow. Usually it is at 4 something Eastern Standard Time. But that's okay because the video is recorded. They can always join me at any time.
Nice.
They can go to my YouTube channel to play catch up. And then starting in January, I always do, not just in January, but every month I do a 30-day challenge. I give alternatives to people, so the challenge is for beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And I show everyone the different exercises they can do for the challenges.
Wow. That is amazing. Oh, man. It is. Now, Chevy, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming back on our show.
Thank you for having me on the show again, Vincent.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for my show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.